In addition to listening to GLT on your time, you can listen in real time. Just go to WGLT.org to listen to a live stream of what's on the air right now. All of our audio, live, time-shifted, or otherwise, is made possible through listener financial contributions. Help support this podcast with a pledge at WGLT.org.
My Abuela poem is full of tropes. A woman with chinita eyes, Coke bottle glasses, pink rollers in her hair like dynamite, ready to explode into brown curls.
This is Poetry Radio. I'm Kirsten Zona. This time, Jacob Sines is going to read his own poem, Poem for the Grandmother.
My Abuela poem is buried in San Benito, its roots and heart deep in Texas earth, where the soil breeds with seeds of grapefruit and tangerine using irrigation systems, the way I use family stories to water this poem to grow. My Abuela poem lives in the minds of my mother and brothers. Their talk of my infant body running to her open arms. Their talk of her talking and talking to herself in Spanish as she cooked tacos and caldo de pollo, as she swept and mopped away the dirt of the floor she crawled across, fooling my brother into thinking playtime and not her way of reaching back to the voices calling out in her head. My Abuela poem is full of tropes. A woman with chinita eyes, Coke bottle glasses, pink rollers in her hair like dynamite, ready to explode into brown curls. Her hands digging into the wet orange mass of masa, pressing a flour tortilla into a holy O. Mi Abuela poema is a bungled phrase tumbling out my mouth. My tongue adjusts to its taste on my palate like a paleta of tamarindo, a flavor unfavored by my American lick.
That was Poem from the Grandmother by Jacob Sines. I'm Kirsten Zona. Poetry Radio is a co-production of Illinois State University's Department of English and GLT.